Welcome to Farmcast Radio, connecting the consumer to Colorado agriculture. And now, here's your host, Brian Ulmer.
On Farmcast Radio this weekend, in the final two segments, my guests are Mike and Angie Murphy from GoSeniors.com, discussing Medicare plans and the important information to those eligible to decide on what plan is best for them as that Medicare enrollment period ends December 7th. But in the first two segments, joining me inside the barn and the Colorado Ag News Network this time is Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg, and we'll be discussing several topics related to agriculture on the state and national level. On the national issue side of the equation, Jerry, your thoughts on impeachment?
Well, absolutely the dumbest idea. There are hypothetical situations from people that are unidentified, and that's what they're doing at the impeachment inquiry. What a waste of taxpayer dollars.
In regards to trade, Jerry, the U.S.-Japan trade deal sounds like it's going to get signed this week in Japan. That's great news for agriculture.
That is great news, quite frankly. These trade deals, we've all been patiently waiting, and maybe not so patiently, but trying to make sure we get new deals that benefit the United States. If the House of Representatives wasn't so hell-bent on impeachment, maybe they would ratify the agreements that we have already so we can move forward with other trade. But great news as we expand our trade stuff.
Yeah, the impeachment is kind of stifling what's going on with the USMCA. However, Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, has said that she is going to take up the USMCA trade deal. She says it's imminent. So that's got to be good news. But if they don't get it done pretty soon, boy, the first of the year is going to be here. And then that impeachment trial is going to even work into more of the oxygen out of the room, both in the House and the Senate by then.
Well, imminent means soon, but government soon. Who knows what that means, and who knows when Nancy Pelosi says something, if it's actually going to happen, because she doesn't have any control of her caucus. I think this impeachment inquiry, she would rather not do, but pressure from half her caucus wants to move forward, the other half doesn't. So it's an interesting dynamic that she's in, and I'm not sure if you can trust what she says.
Yeah, and then you look at the U.S.-China trade war, and phase one, they're expecting that agreement to be signed by President Donald Trump and President Xi Jinping sometime this month yet.
That's more great news, quite frankly, that we have a potential solution for China, one of our largest potential trade markets in the world.
Secretary Sonny Perdue said it best, you know, farmers and ranchers, we want trade, not aid.
That's exactly right. Get out of our way and let us feed the world. Using trade as a weapon has always been one of our government's main tools. I can remember when I was a kid back in the 70s. And that's unfortunate. So if you get out of our way, let us trade with the world and let the market determine what is produced and then how that market works. Government doesn't have to be involved, and government doesn't have to use your taxpayer dollars to help mitigate the damage the government does.
Yeah, I want to stay on the topic of trade for just one more story that was out last week. Long-sought opening of the Brazilian wheat tariff rate quota, allowing for up to 750,000 metric tons of wheat to be imported duty-free from countries outside the Mercosur trade agreement. That is great news for United States agriculture and wheat producers in particular. You know, when that was announced last week on November the 13th, the wheat prices spiked. I think they went up 17 cents, if I remember right. But then the next day, they were down half of that gain, and then they were down another half. And by the end of the week, wheat hadn't gained anything. So that Brazilian deal is great news, but it hasn't equated into more money at the elevator for farmers.
That is so true, and it's interesting because you have to realize that most of the people that trade wheat don't raise it or don't have anything to do with it, quite frankly. It's all on paper, and you know the rule, buy the rumor, sell the fact, and that's exactly what happened. You buy the rumor that the trade deal is going to happen, that there's going to be some sort of trade or market, and then when you find out what the actual details are, then you sell.
And Brazil first agreed to the TRQ some 24 years ago, so keep that in mind. And that's when it joined the World Trade Organization. and the Brazilian government is now moving forward with developing a final process and date for implementing the TRQ. So let's hope that that happens for wheat producers across the United States. And there's more about that story online inside the barn from the U.S. Wheat Associates. My guest once again is Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg. Wanted to move on to some issues just because we just had the election earlier this month. Proposition CC failed, so the voters and citizens of Colorado won.
Absolutely, and you would think that the Democrats in the Colorado legislature would quit bringing tax increases to the people of Colorado. I don't remember, I think, what is that, four or five or six that have been defeated over the last 15 years. I don't remember the number, but the people of Colorado want the state government to live within its means. I think it's very clear that they think that $1 billion surplus each year is enough, that you should be able to prioritize your spending rather than asking for more money.
You came out right before the election against Proposition DD, but unfortunately it passed on a very narrow margin. Any thoughts on DD passing? That's the gambling tax to fund the Colorado Water Projects and the Colorado Water Plant.
Absolutely. I'm anxious to see how that money will be spent and how much money will actually be collected. For me, it wasn't about the gambling. It was, do we have the transparency we need when it comes to spending that money? And then the other thing was, you know, water is a statewide issue that affects everybody in the state. Should we target a specific group to pay for that water? And I didn't think so, to pay for that water infrastructure. Are we going to just charge gamblers to foot our bill for all of our water infrastructure? Well, that has passed, so obviously the people of Colorado thought that was the best avenue to move forward. I'm anxious to see now, will we have the transparency we need to spending that money on the water plant, and how will that money be prioritized? So we'll see. The voters have spoken, and I'm willing to work to try and make sure there is transparency and meet the voters' wishes.
I also wanted to get into the Colorado Governor Polis releasing a roadmap to make college more affordable, Jerry. On November 12th, he had released a plan to make college more affordable at Community College of Denver. Have you had a chance to look at that roadmap Polis put out for the college tuition?
I have not looked at the roadmap, only seen the discussion on the increase funding through grants. And quite honestly, if you're going to decrease the cost of education using taxpayer dollars, well, I guess that's one way. My suggestion, quite frankly, when it comes to college education, is quit making students take classes that doesn't help them in their major. You have core classes that the college believes that every student should have. And instead, an animal science student should be able to pick the classes that they need for the profession that they need inside animal science, whether it be nutrition or genetics or whatever that may be. Taking some of those core classes are, quite frankly, a waste of money for some of those folks. So I think that is a potential avenue to try and straighten out or make the college a little more affordable, to use taxpayer dollars to trade $1 out of the left pocket to the right pocket doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I'll anxious to see more details with his proposal.
You can read the Colorado Partner Higher Education Master Plan at masterplan.hired, which would be higher ed, .colorado.gov, or just go to colorado.gov/governor. Coming up next, much more of the interview with Colorado State Senator Jerry Sonnenberg.
We'll be back right after these messages. To find out more about Farmcast Radio and catch up on the latest news in agriculture, visit barnmedia.net. With your smartphone, the entire world is at your fingertips. Shouldn't your bank be? First Farm Bank's mobile banking app allows you to check your balances, transfer money between accounts, and even deposit a check simply by snapping a photo. First Farm Bank is accessible 24 hours a day and available right on your smartphone or tablet. And of course, we still have smiling faces that know your name at our locations in Greeley, Sterling, and Yuma. First Farm Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Colorado pork producers employ practices that protect public health. Keeping our animals healthy ensures that we provide the safest and highest quality products for our consumers. Our use of 21st century technology means that you are receiving the best quality pork to keep your family healthy. The U.S. food safety chain has earned a global reputation for the safety of its products. We are proud to be part of that system. For more information, contact the Colorado Pork Producers Council or visit porkcares.org.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's Responsible Energy Plan at tristate.coop. That's tristate.co-op.
Encompass was something that we developed based on actually going out in the field and meeting with farmers. What's your profitability and how will that profitability change if your yields are worse than you expected, yields are better, prices are higher, or prices are lower? Things you don't have a lot of control over, but you need to understand and you need it very visible as to how that's going to affect you so that you can then pick the right tools to manage those risks that you have.
For more information about Sylvia's Financial, call Tracy Tattersall, 303-886-0102, 303-886-0102.
America's neighbors to the north and south are extremely important to agriculture, especially to corn farmers. 25% of our grain corn is exported to Mexico. Canada is a huge customer for corn-fed red meat and corn products. Together, more than $4 billion in corn products went to our neighbors in 2018. We need these markets. We need the certainty these markets bring. We need USMCA. Tell Congress to pass USMCA now at ncga.com. This call to action message is from the Colorado Corn Growers Association.